Sheehy is a best-selling author of 16 books, including Passages. She rocked the culture and changed the way millions of women and men around the world look at the stages of their lives. In 2010, she took on the most challenging and personal issue in her book, Passages in Caregiving, Turning Chaos into Confidence. She tells the inspiring story of her own journey of 17 years caring for her husband and fills the book with stories of families who we can all relate to, and of course, how to strategize this type of care. And Gail Sheehy is on the other end of our line. Gail, good morning to you.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you this morning, live from New York City?
We're still having lovely weather.
What happened over there? All that snow. Normally, we would get that, and you got stuck.
I know. Well, we just wanted to experience something, a little bit of Michigan here.
Well,
but we had enough in one day.
Well, we know ours is coming, so we're not going to wish evil on anyone. But thanks so much for coming on the program. I know that your book changed a lot of lives, and just doing the background for this interview, I know that you're still getting lots of letters, lots of emails about Passages in Caregiving.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's this is what the silent generation is facing. And it's really, really tough on women in particular, because they're taking care of, you know, kids still in the house usually when they're in their mid-40s to 50s, and then they have aging parents who need help. And one of the biggest issues is osteoporosis. Their moms, what we've learned from the National Osteoporosis Foundation recent study is that 80% of mothers and daughters say they're not concerned about osteoporosis, which is really shocking because it affects one in two women will have a bone fracture because of osteoporosis. And one in four men are at risk for osteoporosis too, by the way. So we really have to think about this because this is what governs our mobility and, you know, and our happiness in our later years. And by later years, I'm talking about mid-50s on to the 90s or 100.
Gail, why aren't more mothers and daughters having these conversations?
Well, I don't think one thing is that we have age phobia big time in this country. So, you know, osteoporosis is associated with being older, and I think moms don't necessarily want to talk about it. Daughters may be embarrassed to bring it up. And then daughters, I mean, you know, you build most of your bone mass by the time you're 18 years old. So moms need to be talking to their young daughters, you know, get off the couch, put away the video game, and get out on the racquetball court or the volleyball court or the basketball court or out playing soccer and build that bone density to the max by the time you're 18. So you'll be much less at risk when you're over 45 or 50.
It was just surprising when I saw the numbers about the mothers and daughters, and surprising that they don't talk. Moms and daughters usually can talk about everything. Moms are so influential in leading women, you know, to be women and to talk about all those female issues, if you will. And this is one of those non-private. It's not about sex, or it's not about becoming a woman. It's something really important. Is there anything that can be done to make this a proactive conversation?
Well, I think to talk about, you know, getting your daughter on the field, or how important it is. Just this concept that the more you jump up and down, the stronger your bones are going to be, and that you put most of your bone strength in the bank by the time you're 18 years old. So to say that to a 10- or 12-year-old while you're having the talk about becoming a woman is easy and, you know, exciting. And, hey, I'll go out and, you know, shoot baskets with you, too. Let's both do it because I need to build my bones, too, as a mom. And the scary part of it is that when you're over, when you enter menopause as a woman, the acceleration of bone loss jumps up to 1.5 to 2 times as fast. And you can lose a lot of bone during that time and then be at risk for a spinal fracture that you don't even notice. Many, many millions of women are walking around with an asymptomatic fracture of the spine. And if that's the case, they're at real risk of having another major fracture and breaking a hip. A woman's risk of breaking a hip and in the fall, the great fall that we're afraid of, is equal to her combined risk of breast, uterine, and ovarian cancer. And breaking a hip is a ticket to independence. You know, you can't really walk, you can't really do daily routines, you can't really work, and you can't, you know, tussle around with your grandkids. So none of us wants to go there. And there's no need, because if you get a VFA, a vertebral fracture assessment, it's a simple, non-invasive, no radiation risk test that can tell you if you have had an undiagnosed fracture, and then you know how to treat it.
We're talking with world-renowned author and journalist Gail Sheehy. She has interviewed both presidents named Bush, Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, Hillary Clinton. What are your thoughts about President Barack Obama?
Well, I think he's an extremely intelligent and moderate leader who is faced with an absolutely stone wall on the other side that is committed to his failure. And so he's had to really bypass his normal MO, which is to bring people together and work out a compromise, which is the way politics works. And our politics is not working now because he does not have that cooperation on the other side, and I feel very, very sorry for him. So he's now becoming much more forceful in fighting back and emphasizing the absolute necessity to focus on jobs. I think he's quite a remarkable man, and I hope very much that he is reelected.
All right. We've been talking with Gail Sheehy, the world-renowned journalist and best-selling author, and she is trying to bring attention to the National Osteoporosis Foundation. And Gail, we need to get moms and daughters talking, don't we?
And not only that, I would love to have them go to the NOF.org website, because it's a contest for moms and daughters to write in and talk about the best conversation they've had. And there's lots of prizes they can win.
All right. Thanks so much, Gail.
My pleasure.